This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Rex Tillerson was not close to tough enough on Russia. We hope, if he's confirmed, that Director Pompeo will be a lot tougher. And we hope he can persuade the president to be tougher, because the president's not serving American interests.
I just think that this administration has fallen apart.
All right, two different points of views. Chuck Schumer, the first one, a longtime senator from New York, and Kamala Harris, the other politician who had her two cents, her weigh in on what's happening with the administration. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's where we start. And I'll tell you what, it's really interesting to see what is happening in the White House, except for I would say this. There was no way they were on the same page. And even Schumer, he says he wasn't tough enough. So Senator Harris talks about the revolving door, and there is the revolving door. But in this case with Tillerson, it wasn't going to last. That wasn't going to happen. And now with the North Korea question hanging in the balance, meaning, wow, there's actually going to be a meeting with North Korea. Let's see where that all ends up. This was the time for the changing of the guard. The choice of doing it over Twitter, well, everything happens on Twitter with this president. So there you go. Twitter it is. He's away. He comes back. Boom. There you go. Tillerson, I don't believe, was shocked by the fact that, boom, he's done and Pompeo's in, because Mike Pompeo is the nominee now for Secretary of State. It makes sense, because if you're going to shift anything, Pompeo has a similar philosophy to the president's. They definitely see more eye to eye than he ever did with Rex Tillerson. So another one bites the dust, and it is business as usual coming out of D.C., because this is pretty much how it has been. By the way, people emailing me about that Pennsylvania special election, too close to call. So it is a very big House election. Democrat Connor Lamb, Republican Rick Saccone are locked in a pretty tight battle. We're talking maybe 600 votes now. And you still have absentee ballots, I guess, that have to be counted. So it's razor, razor thin, the margin. What happened was Congressman Tim Murphy, a Republican, resigned because there was all these allegations about an affair. So with that going on, that led to this special election. They're going to count the absentee ballots, and we'll see if which way the wind blows and where it swings. The Democrats feel like they're going to get this, but the Republicans feel like they're going to get it. And only the Allegheny faithful who went out to vote in the election tried to push it whatever way it was going to be pushed. But this really could go either way. Either way. This 18th district. And there's been a lot of Democratic enthusiasm all of a sudden since the president took office. And there hasn't been great fundraising by the Republican candidate. And as we know, money sometimes turns what happens because you're out there, out there, out there with more advertising and people hear your name more. Mm. So we'll see. That's one of those things. Stephen Hawking, dead at the age of 76. Now, that is big news. If you think of Stephen Hawking, what do you think of the world-renowned physicist and author? You think, what a brilliant mind, right? What's wild is he had a lot of groundbreaking discoveries about black holes and general relativity, if you want to call it that. And yeah, you should call it that. But he was diagnosed with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, in the 60s, and it eventually paralyzed him. But he communicated using a computer that generated speech. So he certainly had plenty to say about politics. He certainly had plenty to say about what was happening in the world of science. He was an influential person, that's for sure. I can only imagine the kind of send-off that he will get. It'll be a big one. So RIP Stephen Hawking, just a beautiful mind is a good way to put that. To be able to communicate the way he did and to be able to come up with some of the theories he came up with is absolutely, I mean, absolutely incredible. That's what I'll say. If you live in New England, it's the blizzard conditions and the high tides that are killing you, just depending on where it is. But yet another nor'easter in Massachusetts. The governor, Charlie Baker, said power was out about midday, 175,000 power outages. And they think it's going to increase because of the pace of the snow. And it just keeps on snowing. That's it. And the wind gusts at one point were up to like 69 miles an hour. Coastal Massachusetts just killed by this. Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Hampshire, and Maine. Pretty much they got most of the storm. The blizzard warnings were put out pretty early. Visibility not great Tuesday evening. And winter storms are in effect through the evening as well as for parts of Connecticut, not just Massachusetts, Vermont, and Long Island. And I was looking at some pictures from Boston, and it was pretty bad. I mean, 10 inches or so. And it was wreaking havoc once again with people that had to go out and try to make their way in it. And I was looking at, some video from Martha's Vineyard, and it was pretty brutal. I mean, the winds were so bad, ships were just, you know, being covered in water, just absolutely covered. The wind gusts were so bad. So moderate kind of flooding on the coast is what they're saying. But Boston expecting up to 20 inches. Snow emergency. Snow emergency. I just look at the map and I just cringe when I see it. So were flights canceled? You bet. Out of Boston Logan International, 1,500 and counting. Amtrak had to suspend its northeast quarter service between Boston and New York. They knew it. All the ferries, of course, they were going to be grounded because they're going to be out there in the water. And this bomb cyclone, whoever came up with that name, just buried lots of the Northeast with the heavy snow and the hurricane wind gusts and the flooding. And sadly, 6 people died from falling trees and so many others lost power. And they're talking about another storm, another one of these storms to hit next week. Wow. Unbelievable, huh? I think it's just the fact that they're right in a row like that. Well, it's time for that weekly nor'easter. Here it comes again. Here it comes. We're going to get slapped with it one more time. I bet the people in the Northeast can't wait for winter to go away and spring to be here, as it has already sprung up in so many other places in the United States. All right, hang with us. We're talking about the numbers next. We can count here on ATN.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Count here on ATN, and there's a lot of numbers that are floating around, that's for sure, including this one. The big dance is almost here on Thursday. It starts. So Carlick Jones had a lot of people cheering for him at the University of Dayton Arena, traveling to go in to see him play for Radford in a first four game, is what they call it. But the redshirted freshman did not, well, the redshirted freshman didn't disappoint anyone. He scored 12 points and was there around the boards with 11 and assists addition as well. Radford beat LIU Brooklyn 71-61. They get in their first ever NCAA tournament. Wow. So they win that. They're there. Pretty exciting for them, that's for sure. They didn't make it in. So on to the next season. Radford, for winning, faces number one seed Villanova in the first round on Thursday. Hey, at least they're in. They got in, that's the key. I don't really hold much hope out for them in trying to make it beyond that win. But you never know, right? Hey, you never know. Do you have money that is unclaimed by the IRS? Are they holding your money? Who is leaving their money on the table with the IRS? I want to meet you. So taxpayers could be entitled, they say, to about $1.1 billion in unclaimed tax refunds from the 2014 tax year. This is a newsletter that came out. The agency estimates 1 million taxpayers could have a claim to some of the money with a median unclaimed refund amount of nearly $850. The deadline to claim the money is approaching. If you didn't file a 2014 tax return because you didn't know the IRS money or weren't required to file a return, you need to think about doing it because maybe you are due some money. A lot of times you are owed money because you're not taking the deductions. That's why. Oh, boy. Leaving money on the table? Are you kidding me? Figure this out, peeps. If you're listening to my voice and you fall into this category, oh, please go after that money. Oh, get that 847, whatever it is. Money's money. And if you're owed it, take it. Why are people not filing? I mean, they can file an EZ form. Give me a break. It's not hard. That's why they say EZ. So go for it. Absolutely. Don't let them have it. Oh, don't let them have it. Let's move to something else when we talk about money. Dropbox. You may have heard of Dropbox. It's when people are sending you videos and pictures and bigger files. Boy, some of these internet gurus and what they come up with, so smart. Dropbox wants to raise about $648 million. That's when it debuts on the stock market anyway. The cloud storage company is selling 36 million shares for between 16 and 18 bucks. That's according to a regulatory filing released on Monday. So based on the number of shares of eligible for sale, Dropbox could have a valuation of about $7.4 billion. That's lower than the $10 billion that Dropbox was reportedly valued at on the private market. There's more investor demand for the stock, though. Dropbox could sell another 5 million shares to bring the total to 740 million. Salesforce's CRM venture arm has agreed to buy 100 million in shares. And, of course, Dropbox will list on the NASDAQ under the stock ticker DBX. DBX. And then Dropbox is a leader in storing documents and photos, like I said. More than 500 million people have signed up for Dropbox. But here's the thing. Part of it's free, so only 2% pay for the subscriptions. So it depends on the customer base. But I think it's pretty brilliant. People send me things through Dropbox all the time. And I've gotten used to it, and I know how to use it a lot better. So to me, it seems like a no-brainer. I mean, technology is that way. You get overwhelmed with technology, but then you just give yourself time to learn it, and then you see what the benefits are. And that's, I think Dropbox is one of those kinds of things anyway. iPhones and forging ahead with the iPhones, meaning how many times can they upgrade this sucker? You get a 7, it's obsolete. The next year you get an 8, it's obsolete. You get a 10, it's crazy what I'm reading about phones and what they're going to be able to do. Pretty soon they're going to be able to just do everything for us, like these bots. It's shocking, actually. I shouldn't say it's shocking. It's progress, or maybe it's not progress. But to me, it's unbelievable. I just had this conversation with somebody about the San Gabriel Sheraton, where they have bots that they're hoping are going to be delivering people food. So you could order up room service, and a bot could come to your door. And they say they've got about 6 of them, I think, all together. 6 bots. Oof. Yay and nay at the same time. It's the yin and yang of it all, isn't it? Oh, totally. What we think is going to be terrific is in one sense, but also quite scary, let's put it this way, on another one. On another level. Big time. All right, let's talk about something else when it comes to numbers. And boy, there's a lot of ways we can look at this. In the terms of what's news. And the president is in California. They say that the crowds that were protesting were pretty decent, pretty big size. The one paper I read, the Los Angeles Times, was talking about a couple hundred people protesting, and then somebody else was reporting it, and they were protesting way more than that. It seemed, I don't know, it kind of looked like there was more people in San Diego. And he was looking at border wall prototypes, and he spoke to the Marines, and then the motorcade went up the freeway from San Diego to L.A., and people had reactions. Californians had reactions to the president being in their backyard. Let's put it that way. There are people speaking out and then people speaking for him. For whatever that's worth. And I think it I think it just shows that the country is divided as ever on whether it's Donald Trump or the handling of something else, whatever it is. We've seen this act before, but we haven't seen it this vivid. That's what I'll call it. It feels like it's, for some reason, it feels like it's bigger this time around. Does that make sense? I think it does. Yeah. How about this? A new study says baby monitors can easily be hacked. Yikes. And that, of course, is creating major buzz because so many mothers use, frankly, baby monitors. And the fact that the baby monitor could be hacked cannot make anybody feel comfortable, especially with the amount, like I say, of usage for the monitor. That would leave me a little bit frightened that there could be some sort of a hack. And then ultimately, what are cyber experts saying? It would be, you know, poor password protection, they say, is a major cause of this whole thing. But pretty scary because of what they could be able to hack into. And especially it goes to what I said earlier, the yin and the yang of technology. Ugh. How many people affected by it? The numbers in the thousands, high thousands. And it could even be higher than that. Could be higher. Wow. And then there's this, The View's Joy Behar apologized for comparing religion to mental illness. The controversy started in mid-February when the host reacted to a scene on CBS's Big Brother Celebrity Edition in which former White House staffer Omarosa called VP Mike Pence extreme and said he thinks Jesus tells him to say things. So now an apology, one apology, a while later, makes it all disappear, is what people are saying on Twitter. I think it came and went. That's what I think. Just came and went. One remark, and now an apology back, and it goes away. Hang with us for Books at Bedtime, coming up around the bend here on ATN.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
All right, once again, we're catching up with Stephanie Leinartz. There's just so much to talk to her about. And she is the Global Chief Commercial Officer for Marriott International, oversees all Marriott International revenue generating functions and consumer interactions with more than 6,500 plus properties and 30 brands in 126 countries. We mentioned that a couple times in our last interview. And boy, it's so interesting to think that we've got right now coming up International Women's Day. And certainly if you read the history of Marriott, it's really about empowering women through opportunity. So Stephanie, it's obvious you guys take a very deliberate and measured approach. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, at Marriott, our culture has always been the backbone of what makes Marriott so successful, and empowering women has been a big part of that. And this deep commitment to and focus on diversity and inclusion, including the advancement and empowerment of women, is a big part of that. And I think it goes back to our roots. When I think about Marriott started in 1957, and our founders were J.W. Marriott and Alice Marriott. We refer to her as the First Lady of Marriott. She was so instrumental in the company's success, and she played such an important role in key business decisions in the early days of the company. And, you know, she was the first, you know, we always talk about she was the first cook, the first decorator. She sat on the board of directors from the beginning. And I think when you had, she set such a strong, and she was also a mother, right? And a wife and a mother. She wore many hats. And I think she really set an amazing tone for how the company has strived to treat women, you know, ever since then, ever since the founding.
It's really fascinating to hear you talk about that, Stephanie, because you shared with us in the earlier segment we did together about your own family and your father and your mother, and that both your father was your mentor and so was your mother. And in your childhood, that must have been a really interesting thing for a little girl to see her mother having that much influence in a world that was largely dominated by men as the norm.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, as I shared with you when we spoke earlier, you know, I grew up in a little tiny version of what it's like to grow up as a Marriott, right, in a hotel restaurant family, but very, very small version of it. And my mother and father were kind of drove the business together. You know, my father more front and center in terms of spending time there day in and day out with customers, and my mom behind the scenes playing a very big role in supporting my father both from the business and raising a family and all of that. And I think, you know, in some ways, I think she was a little bit like Alice Marriott in her own way. And I really admire her as much as my father. And again, so I grew up seeing the entrepreneurs, seeing a husband and a wife partner together, see how you manage balancing, a family and a business and having a great relationship with the people who work in your business. And, of course, I wasn't around when J.W. Marriott and Alice Marriott were starting Marriott, but I just have a feeling there was a similar type of relationship and situation is what I grew up with, and I can certainly say in my own case it was wonderful to grow up in that type of an environment and to see have a strong woman as a role model.
Stephanie, what's your advice to people, especially women, who are trying to figure out that work-life balance equation? I have a book coming out called Deal Your Own Destiny. Forbes is publishing it. And in one of my chapters, I talk about work-life balance, and I've interviewed all kinds of people about that, and they talk about how challenging it is and how sometimes you just have to walk away from something to try to get that balance right. But I think that's really tough for business women to do, even though you have, of course, the family pull and you want to be with the family. How do you do it? How do you balance it?
Absolutely. I think you're absolutely right. Yeah, I have school-age children, a busy job. As I shared with you all before, I'm traveling extensively. My husband works as well. So we're the, you know, modern family trying to balance career, family, and so many women across the world are trying to do that. And, you know, I think about this question quite a bit about work-life balance, and in some ways I think the word balance is misleading. You know, there's some new buzzwords coming out around work-life integration and things like that, and to some extent I like them a bit more because balance implies equal, right? You're spending equal time on both, and at least in my case, I can't always do that. Sometimes work takes more of a precedence, sometimes family, and trying to figure out how to integrate both of them in a way that is works for my job and my family, it's tricky. And so, you know, for me, I think it's also about, you know, having priorities and saying, you know what, you can't do everything. Like in my case, there's at this stage of my life, I focus on three things: my family, my health, and my career. And I don't have time for a lot of, you know, anything else really, because it takes up all the hours. And I put my health in there because if I'm not healthy, both spiritually, physically, emotionally, every way, I can't be there for either my family or do a good job for Marriott. So I think of it as, you know, how do I manage those three things? And I don't have a lot of time for, you know, hobbies and all sorts of other stuff, right? Because at this stage, I don't. So how do I get those three things integrated? And one thing that's great about today, and there's good and bad to it, but is technology. I think technology allows women, all people for that matter, to be able to do this integration, right? I mean, I think about, you know, think you have things like Skype and, you know, all sorts of ways that you can, it helps with the global business too, right? Not just integrating your life. But technology has some downsides, of course, but I look at it as a major net positive in terms of being able to balance and integrate. Again, I think it's even a better word, my life.
We're talking with Stephanie Leonard. She's the Global Chief Commercial Officer for Marriott International. And Stephanie, one of the things I want to ask you, and I'm asking because I'm the guy in the room, right? So there's you and there's Kate and there's me. I'm the guy with the voice. I'm really fascinated with things like the growth and the acceptance and the importance of International Women's Day, which is March 8th. And I'm wondering, for a company like Marriott, which, as you have said, has had a woman there at the very beginning making as equally significant contributions as her husband.
Absolutely.
And today you have this incredible job where you have, I mean, you have just an incredibly powerful position. What kinds of things are you all doing at Marriott to help empower women, to offer them opportunity? where is it going inside your company, and how do you see that impacting or being a benefit for women worldwide? Because you are one of the biggest worldwide brands there is.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're doing a lot. And I think it really starts in many ways with our CEO, Arnie Sorensen. He's an amazing leader and has a deep and passionate and real commitment to diversity and inclusion. And he doesn't, you know, he walks the talk. So as an example, nearly half of his executive leadership team, so half the C-suite at Marriott is women, 50%. I think that's got to be at the very highest end for a lot of Fortune, you know, 100 companies. So, you know, my job, chief commercial officer, CFO, our general counsel, the woman who leads our European vision, and our chief communication and government affairs officer. So five of his 10 direct reports are women, 50%. On top of that, 8 women leaders at Marriott head divisions with revenue greater than $100 million around the world, and 60% of our managers are women. So, and in the group I oversee, right, I report, as you know, to our CEO, Arnie Sorensen. In terms of my direct reports, 7 out of the 15 leaders on my team are women, with a strong set of diverse and unique voices. So to me, you know, we are walking the talk, and that sends a powerful message to all the young women in our company. I think it sends a powerful message to, just broadly speaking, the business community. And I think really important to take a moment to step back and, you know, to recognize how important it is that we keep, you know, in a year where it's all about, you know, when the silence breakers were time person of the year, and there's so much focus on this, to take a step back and recognize that while we've made a lot of progress, and I'm very, very proud of the statistics that I just shared with you at Marriott, there's still so much more to do. And I think International Women's Day, and it's a global thing too, right? This is not an issue that touches just one country or one part of the world. This empowerment of women and creating a culture where they can grow and prosper is a global need.
Stephanie, we don't have a lot of time left, but here's the final question. The signature question is what Greg and I call it. We ask all our guests on Forbes Books at Bedtime, what keeps you up at night?
You know, I think what keeps me up at night, honestly, is how are we going to be able to move quickly and fast enough in an age of so much digital disruption? You know, you see left and right big companies being highly disrupted by, new digital players or new digital capabilities. And Marriott International and travel, not just Marriott, is an industry that's been, you know, highly disrupted by digital. You know, retail has in general, but, you know, in hospitality has. So what I think a lot about, I try not to let it keep me up at night too often, but what I think about constantly is how can we be ahead of the curve? How can we lean into this disruption? How can we embrace it? Because you can't stick your head in the sand, right? How can we leverage it to make our company grow and for the next decade? I love that book, you know, what got you from here to there isn't going to take you to the next place, something along those lines, right? We need to think about how we are going to grow our company for the next decade. And so I think that's something from a work perspective, that's something that occasionally keeps me up at night thinking about that.
Love it. What a fascinating interview. What a great job you have. So interesting talking to you. Don't you agree, Greg?
You know what? I would love to carry your bags.
I'll take you both to some fabulous hotels. We've got some great spots.
You know, frankly, this is for another time, but I bet you have some incredible travel tips for business travelers because you're doing it all the time and you're talking to people all the time. We've got to get you back.
Save that for another segment. I'll bring my travel tips.
Yes, absolutely. Stephanie Linhartz, thank you so much. Global Chief Commercial Officer for Marriott International. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hi, Joe.
Talking a lot here on America Tonight, folks. You know this. Are we going to see some kind of brokered convention? What's going to happen in Michigan? As we know, this is D-Day and the back and forth of Trump and Cruz, and then there's Rubio. It's a wild circus, but where does it all end up? Dr. Herb London is with us. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. And Dr. London, you know, this is a question we talk about a lot on America Tonight because everybody wants to forecast what's going to happen and, will we have a brokered convention? So there's the first question. Explain the brokered convention, and do you think we'll really have one?
Well, it's a distinct possibility. Let me just say that it's plausible, although I still think unlikely. What happens, of course, in Michigan, what happens in Ohio and Florida could be critical. If Rubio manages to pull out a victory in Florida, even though he is running as an underdog at the moment, then things do change a little. If Cruz maintains a very close, is rather close to Donald Trump going into the convention, but neither have the 1,237 votes required to secure that nomination, that too is going to be put into the calculus. So I think there are a lot of imponderables, but there is certainly the possibility that this could be a brokered convention. It would be a wild scene, and it's not going to come out well.
What happens if, you certainly get the feeling that the establishment Republicans really don't want Trump, but if it's Trump, 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 they have no choice, right, rather than to embrace him?
Well, if Trump gets to 1237, there is no question that he's got the nomination. And no matter what the leadership in the party thinks, and obviously there's a lot of anti-Trump sentiment, he's going to be the nominee of the party. The problem, however, is that he's getting the 1237 is going to be far more complicated than even the Trump people think. There are other primaries. There are winner-take-all primaries. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, Kasich wins in Ohio, Rubio wins in Florida, and Trump wins in Michigan. Now the race looks a little different, not quite the same. Keep in mind that the distance between Trump and Cruz at the moment is only 90 delegates, only 90 delegates. You need 1237 to be the nominee of the party. So it's not as if Trump's got this locked up, not by a long shot. And the anti-Trump sentiment is obviously working very hard. Some of that is you call the establishment, but not all of it is the establishment. I am certainly very angry at the Republican Party, angry because the Republicans gained control of the House and the Senate, and then you look at the last budget bill, and they gave Obama everything he wanted, including an additional $1 trillion to the national debt. I'm appalled and angry at the party, but I'm not a Trump supporter. So to suggest that everyone who is opposed to Trump is part of an establishment is, I think, something of an overreaction. There are many people who do not believe that Trump is qualified to be president of the United States. He doesn't have the requisite background. He doesn't have the temperament. He's vulgar. I mean, there are things that go into this candidacy that I do not think Trump possesses. That's my view. But again, whether it's my view or not, if Trump garners the 1237, I, as a Republican, will support him. But again, whether he can reach 1237 is not at all clear at this moment.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I agree with you, by the way, about whether he has what's necessary to be the president, et cetera. Absolutely. No question about it. I think that's the other part of this story. It does show you something of what is out there and what's pervasive in our society, I think. What do you read into that Trump gained this almost immediate popularity?
Well, I think that a lot of it is the fact that he is a national personality. In the case of most people who run for president, you've got to spend a lot of money buying name recognition. Donald Trump didn't have to spend a dime doing that. He is a personality. He is something of a television star. He is someone who is well known. He has promoted himself brilliantly. He is something of an expert on branding. I don't think there's very much there. I don't think he's a successful businessman, and I don't think he's a particularly successful politician, but he is successful at branding himself. And in that sense, he has a distinct advantage. The other part of it is people have been looking for someone who I think represents the anger that they feel about what is happening in the United States. The difficulties that we faced in America over the last 8 years under Obama's stewardship have coalesced around a figure, around an instrument, who is simply giving a giant finger to the establishment and the Republican and Democratic parties saying, I'm tired of politics as usual. And that is what Donald Trump represents. People don't listen to the things that he says. They think of him as a symbol. And as a symbol, he represents everything that people are dissatisfied with a politics in Washington as usual. And in that sense, he has a distinct advantage.
We're speaking with Herb London. He's the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Looking at the others, looking at Cruz, you mentioned Rubio in Florida, of course, and all that maneuvering. Of those two, who do you think has the better chance to be there at the end if it's not Trump?
Well, again, it's very. I don't have a horse in this race, so
yeah.
I'm not here to promote a candidate.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is that it's going to be a lot closer than people anticipate. If you actually look at the number of representatives, notwithstanding the fact that Trump has been far more successful in winning the primaries, but if you look at the fact that these were proportional representation, and so you get a proportional vote, the consequence of that has been that the distance between Trump and Cruz is not very great at the moment. And then if you look at the fact that the races coming up are winner-take-all in Ohio and Florida, if, in fact, Rubio gets the 90-plus votes in Florida and Kasich gets the 66 votes in Ohio, they both have a claim. Now, how legitimate is that claim? It's very hard to say. But keep in mind, we may be talking about multiple ballots. So in the first ballot, even if they're not successful, there may be a second, a third, and a fourth ballot, in which case you start seeing deals being made, in which case it's difficult to know how things actually unfold. And it may very well be that Donald Trump ends up with, I don't know, a cabinet position, or maybe even the vice presidency rather than the presidency. You do not know what will actually happen in a convention. And if you look at the history of conventions, it is very clear that people sometimes come from virtual obscurity and end up with the nomination. John Garfield, for example, no one would have anticipated that he would get the nomination for the Republican Party, and yet he did. Again, you know, it's very, very difficult to know if you have a brokered convention, because you will have the party that's split. The reason why I said, however, this will not come out well is because the Trump people are going to be very angry if he doesn't get it. They'll bolt from the Republican Party. Will they start a third party? Hard to know. Donald Trump's assertions to the contrary, you have to realize almost everything that he says is like pie crust. It's going to break very easily. So you don't know whether, in fact, he will actually live up to that claim. And then the other part of it, Trump wins. If Trump wins, I can assure you, a very significant portion of the Republican Party is going to say, this is not for us. We're going to step aside. We're not going to vote at all. We can't vote for Pinocchio, and we're not going to vote for Joseph Stalin, so we're not voting. That is going to hurt the Republican Party dramatically. So again, either way, it does not work out well for the Republicans. And that's very, very unfortunate, because this is yet another opportunity for the Republican Party that will be blown by the party. And I, again, from the standpoint of looking at this from a historical perspective, this is very sad indeed.
Yeah, so the Democrats must be, based on everything you're saying, and you're right, they must be licking their chops, in a sense, behind the scenes watching this.
Oh, no question. However, they've got their own problem. Because if Mr. Comey, James Comey of the FBI, comes out with a report indicating that there really is criminal behavior that Hillary Clinton has engaged in, which seems to be the case, I might add, and even if there isn't an indictment, but just a report that comes out from the FBI, that report appears in the Washington Post, in the New York Times, in the LA Times, I can assure you that she's going to be flushed out of this campaign. The Democrats are not going to give this nomination to Bernie Sanders. You can't imagine that someone who believes that the means of production should be controlled by government should be the next president of the United States. So that's not going to happen. So in the wings is someone who's going to be described as a savior of the Democratic Party. His name is Joe Biden. Biden will, in a brokered Democratic convention, end up as the nominee of the party, probably running with Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts.
Wow, that's interesting, too. And, of course, that has absolutely been suggested by others. Do you think we're going to have a record turnout this time around because of a lot of things that we just talked about?
Well, I think that you will have a record turnout on the Republican side, where in the primaries, the number of people who have gravitated to the primary has been astonishing, absolutely astonishing. The increase is on the order of 30, 40, 50% in some states. It's quite remarkable. A lot of that is due to Trump, for which he deserves some credit. So I think that that's very important. The Democrats have had a lagging turnout, in part because Hillary doesn't muster the same kind of enthusiasm as her husband. And Bernie Sanders, as I indicated before, has his following among the hardcore young socialists in the United States, who obviously didn't learn any historical lessons from the 20th century. So, again, the Democratic Party is in an odd position at the moment. If, in fact, the Republicans fail, they will fail because they've imploded, not because the Democrats have been more successful than the Republican Party.
Yeah, interesting. All right, it's been a great conversation. Herb London, again, go to London Center for Policy Research. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.